Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Snow White.
What?
Snow White. Ugh.
Once upon a time, a very vain queen discovers that her fabled beauty is eclipsed by her stepdaughter, the princess kept locked away in the castle. Unfortunately for the evil queen, a charming prince glimpses the young Snow White.
Do you know her? Ivory skin, black hair.
Her hair is not black, it's raven, and she's 18 years old, and her skin has never seen the sun, so of course it's good.
The queen sends Snow White to die in the forest, but the plucky and lucky teenager survives, meets seven dwarves, and with their cottage as her headquarters, mounts a strategic offensive against the queen.
I read so many stories where the prince saves the princess. It's time we change that ending.
The fairy tale origins may be the same, but this is definitely a departure from the animated Disney version that has enchanted audiences for the past 75 years. Lily Collins, the 23-year-old daughter of British musician Phil Collins, stars as Snow White.
I wanted to pay homage to the classic essence of that fairy tale princess and be very particular in everything from my hands to the way that I spoke to people. But at the same time, then I'm wielding a sword and I'm throwing things back at the prince and I'm running and jumping and fighting for myself. So I never wanted to make a Snow White that was a caricature of the animated story. I wanted to make a real girl that audiences today could look at and say, I want her to be a friend of mine.
Can't fight you.
Why not?
Because you're a girl. I don't fight girls. Perhaps I should reconsider.
Armie Hammer says he had a lot of fun playing the hapless prince.
He just bounces around and has a good time. So, you know, it's goofy. So you just kind of have to go for it and have fun with it.
But perhaps Oscar winner Julia Roberts has the most fun. She seems right at home as the conniving queen.
It was fun to play this villain because there aren't any real rules of syntax or reality that apply to her. So I could kind of do anything and just go off the rails in any direction at any time, and it would make sense to me. You don't have to worry too much about would a person really do this.
India-born director Tarsem Singh designed Mirror Mirror as a lark for families to enjoy. But for those who like their fairy tales dark, an edgy, more violent take on the story, Snow White and the Huntsman comes to theaters later in 2012. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.